Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com.
All right. Hey, everyone. Lisa Resnick, Holmes and Hops, talking about our hometowns over some good local beer. And I am with Aaron Lonsway.
Lonsway.
Mm-hmm. I got it right. So Aaron Aaron was also a guest on The Real Tea, which I also host earlier today with the Business Journal. So she's been stuck with me a lot today, right?
That's been great.
And Aaron runs a business downtown. Mm-hmm. Bella. So I'm not Italian.
It's Bella Amica.
Bella Amica, which is so beautiful. And what does that mean?
It means beautiful friend in Italian.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So I got the beautiful down right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we are going to enjoy conversation over some delicious Penguin City beer. Okay. Ready to crack it open? The beautiful sound of opening beer cans. I don't know about you, but I enjoy beer out of a can much more than I do out of a bottle.
My maiden name is Flanagan, so I really enjoy beer out of a can.
There you go. Well, then you should totally understand why I mess up Italian words.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Isn't it good? Mm-hmm. I love the colors of it as well.
Yeah.
So those are Bridge colors. I'm not sure if you know this, but their family is into the bridge work as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Like they do bridge work in New York, Philly, all the major cities. And this is the color of
the
bridges.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Very
so
cool.
So it brings their family into, it's like a combination of the family and our city all combined, or their family. Like, do you like how I just put myself as a member of their family? I'm also now a Flanagan as well. So I wanted Aaron to come down because Aaron, honestly, you're such a sweet, nice person. And I met you a few times. Mm-hmm. I remember when you guys opened up downtown, like rushing to get there because I was so excited about having a place to buy things downtown, not just eat and drink, to actually buy some cute items that you got, like, in which you really do have some really cool stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember also meeting you again at the Youngstown partnership meetings.
Yeah. That was really a nice event.
It was a very nice event. And I love your enthusiasm and your passion for our city. It's just, it's awesome.
Thank you.
So how did you end up opening up a boutique? Because I know you mentioned about the airline.
Right. So I was a flight attendant for 28 years. And I grew up on the north side of Youngstown. So growing up when I was young, we always did come downtown. It was either shopping downtown or the Liberty Plaza.
Oh, yes.
We came down for the parades, and really into high school is when it started shutting down here. So really all my childhood memories were to come downtown.
Did you ever go to the Strauss building?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Strauss's, Livingston's, Lustig's. We were definitely downtown people. And then I also worked at the Limited throughout my years as a flight attendant. So they offered a package due to COVID last July. I took it and just wanted to do something with this regrowth down here. And like I said earlier, I was working at a small boutique in Boardman and talking to Annie at the Avalon and said, you know, I'm working. And she's like, hey, if you want to do something next door, have at it, you know. So I did. I cleaned it up and brought some retail back down to Youngstown.
So what was it like starting in the retail world, like the whole buying, finding items that you want in your store? Because, I mean, it's really about the aesthetics that you're presenting to people. So how did that, like, what was the research like? Was it fun?
Well, actually, a lot of, like, my funky stuff in the store is from my travels. Like, my natural light, my bags, and a lot of my coasters, there's a store in the Minneapolis airport that every time I would go through Minneapolis, I'd stop there and just loved all the journals and the coasters and the little bags. So I just really got a lot of my ideas from my travels. And so, I just wanted to have like a funky bohemian store down here. And that's kind of.
Well, you definitely, it's pretty cool. And yet you still also have a lot of local flavor mm-hmm. in the store as well.
Yeah.
And when you, how do you like retail, like approach these people, decide how many like items that you're going to have in stock? How does that work?
Well, with my t-shirts and my sweatshirts, I worked with a lady in Hubbard, Dana Afterburn.
Okay.
And then another company in Canton. They kind of, I tell them like what I, my vision is. And then they kind of like Dana at Afterburn at Christmas told me exactly the numbers I'd probably need. And she was right. So I just tell them what my vision, and then they tell me how much I should have on
the product and everything.
Inventory and everything. Yeah.
How many times do you have to flip over your inventory? Is it really just seasonal, or is it more often because you do have those cool little items that, I mean, that are all year round?
Yeah. Well, at Christmas, so I literally started the middle of December.
Oh, yes.
I did 4 reorders with all those Youngstown shirts.
Everyone out there, Erin decided to open up a retail business in the pandemic in 2020. So when you start there, it's only up.
Exactly. But I was going to wait till like the spring. But, you know, it's like you should just try to get open for Christmas. And so I did. Probably opened a little prematurely, but I knew January and February would be slow. So everything I didn't do before opening, I was able to, and still always growing and finding new things I want to do and that I missed at the beginning. But
I feel like there's never, ever just life in general. And when you're working in businesses, you don't have your architectural drawings laid out.
Right.
Like mm-hmm. in all honesty, everything is constantly always changing.
Right.
So I think the fact that you just went for it, mm-hmm. I mean, that would have been my advice to you. Just go for it.
Right.
You can think in your mind as soft opening and like items, but you're always going to be shifting. You're always going to be changing and growing.
Right.
I mean, it's just the way that the world works. Everything's so fast paced. There's new technology, everything mm-hmm. that's out there that by the time you get one system down pat,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Another one's going to come about.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely been a learning process for sure. And, you know, everybody tells you what you should do.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of places are doing all their online stuff. And I'm like, that's not what I want to be about, the people coming in, the community.
Yes.
I don't, you know, of course, I would love to sell online and stuff, which I do some. But it's more about just being downtown and
you want
people walking.
Traffic.
Yeah, I want the foot traffic. And I want people to come down here and, you know, experience downtown Youngstown.
Because there are things that you can do.
Right.
And I mentioned this before. If you are looking and waiting for a table at West 34, B2, mm-hmm. the Avalon, whatever it may be, like, it's great to be able to stop in your store,
right,
be able to peruse around, maybe mm-hmm. pick up an item or two while you're waiting for your seat to be open.
Right.
Or you're waiting for a show to begin at the amphitheater or at Dior.
Right.
And I do think mm-hmm. that's such a vital component mm-hmm. to the functionality of a city. A good functionality to the
yeah,
city.
You're exactly right.
So I love the fact that you decided to put your business downtown and be part of the growth that's happening.
Right. Yeah. And like we talked earlier, one of the biggest things when people come down, like, what other stores are down here? And that Silver's has the Spruce on
yes.
the ground. They're like, what time does Spruce open? I'm like, well, they're not actually down here, but I just know that.
It does make it prettier to walk by.
Yeah, exactly. I just know for sure if there was more retail, more people, like people,
I agree.
This is what they want.
They do. Mm-hmm. And as much as we do all online shop, mm-hmm. that still doesn't take away from the fact that when we have a day out with our friends, a day out with the family, or just need to escape ourselves.
Right.
Being able to walk around and be able to stop into several different places, go right. check things out it's important. It's important for our mental health, physical health, everything.
And that's truly why I think bringing Youngstown back is a good thing, because like you said, everybody buys their essentials online now, like their beauty products but running to the mall might not be a thing anymore, but just going and having a day with your girls, like
yes.
having lunch and shopping and having a drink, you know, that's what's more about now than
the socialization.
It's not a shopping spree anymore. It's, you said, a social.
I mean, you can still manage a shopping spree at the same time. But, mm-hmm. At least I've been able to manage
doing it all. I think we all can. I know. We all need a little shopping therapy.
Yes, we 100% mm-hmm. do. I don't care if you're male or female. We all do it.
Right.
It's exactly. just our attentions are in different areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So how do you like it so far? Has business been picking up?
Yeah, I mean, we've totally been steady. June and July is slow, and that basically in retail, it's slow anyways. And with the rain in Northeast Ohio, it's been kind of awful. But yeah, we're steady. Lunch hour is really a busy time for us. You know,
okay.
now the women coming back downtown. And then early evening on the weekends are busy.
So what are your hours like?
So during the week, I'm open Wednesday through Friday.
Okay.
Wednesday and Thursday, I stay open to 5. Friday, I stay open like 6 to 7. Depending. And then Saturday, I'm still figuring out my Saturday hours. So like when the flea is going on, or like this weekend, the arts festival, I open 11 to 4. And then other Saturdays, I'm usually just open in the evening.
Do you ever schedule like with the Beach Boys?
Yeah.
And making sure that you're open for business during those times as well?
Well, I kind of missed that boat with the Beach Boys because the summer's gotten by so fast.
Way too fast.
Yeah, and I just didn't realize it was coming up. But I do plan on staying open late. I think next week is Styx on the 29th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, I missed Styx.
Yeah.
I do know Counting Crows is coming.
Yeah, well, I pulled up the whole schedule after I missed the Beach Boys. So I'm like, I got to mark these dates. So, yeah.
I think it'll be exciting for people to be able to come by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what would you like to see the surrounding stores around you? Because there's a few vacancies that could 100% be filled and should be filled for anybody out there looking.
Well, definitely like a Spruce type store. I mean, that's definitely on average during the week, I have several men come in and ask if I sell men's stuff. So I think a men's store would do great down here. And, you know, I don't do a lot of women's clothing. I just do a little bit more t-shirts. And I do think another little boutique women's store would do good down here.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
What about an ice cream store?
Yeah, ice, definitely. After somebody had dinner and they want dessert. And
yes.
Like, mm-hmm.
But the great thing is you can eat the ice cream and walk around.
Right.
So you're not really holding on to the calories that you're consuming.
Right.
Because you're walking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like eating bread and walking at the same time too.
Right.
Counter. Right.
So you're allowed to eat bread while you walk because you're exercising.
Exactly. You're giving yourself energy and to expend at the same time.
Yeah. I definitely think like a ice cream store with a coffee shop or right. I know there's like the Mocha House and Ohio Donuts and stuff, but.
Listen, Starbucks manages to do fairly well on every corner
exactly.
of every street in any other city.
I know.
So we can handle more than one coffee shop.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That'd be very nice. And people could drink their coffee.
Yeah.
And then grab another one by the time they get to the next coffee uh-huh. place. Kind of like their beer. They'd right. be able to do the both.
Yeah. There's a will, there's a way, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you see happening downtown? I mean, there's a lot of fun and exciting things.
Right.
I mean, what are some things that you would like, besides the stores, what else would you like to see more of?
I would like to see more like, not so much festivals, but more like maybe farmers market down here on a Saturday. And again, I know we have the flea, but I think every weekend there should be something going on, like right on Federal Street and utilizing that new walking street.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. And I just think just more community involvement, you know, a lot of people from the suburbs just don't even realize what is going on down here.
And they don't. Mm-hmm. It amazes me. Like, I'll talk to some of my family members and they have no, they are stuck in the downtown mm-hmm. from yesteryear.
Right.
Or I should say decades ago.
Right.
And they will not venture. And they were like you, Northsiders, mm-hmm. that like literally spent all their time downtown at Strauss, right. at enjoying the malts, the stories that they have of downtown are phenomenal.
Right.
But it's like they have not been able to rebound back from when there wasn't much here.
Right. Yeah. And even with the Arts Fest being down at the Wayne Park, my neighbor's like, it's under the bridge. It's like, it's not under, I mean, it is under the bridge, but it's an amazing space. Like, you just go down there. Like, don't worry about it, you know? And she did, and she was surprised. Like, she's like, I couldn't believe it, you know?
Yep.
Youngstown looks great. So I think that's, you know, even if they don't come down when there's not an event, but, you know, come down when there is an event and see the people that are down here and see what's going on. That really will change their tune to maybe come down just on a normal night.
That's right. And they'll mm-hmm. make it more of a regular thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wish there was more residential down here.
Yeah, I don't.
It'd be great to be mm-hmm. able to rent out an apartment or purchase a condo
right.
at one of these buildings. I think that would be awesome.
But again, I think in order to have more residents, you have to have more, like, if you live down here, you want to walk to things too. You know, that's the beauty of city living. You want to be able to have a city life. And
that's right. Mm-hmm. I used to always say to my husband, because we're still out in suburbia, mm-hmm. and I said to him, I was like, listen, eventually I want to move back into a city. Mm-hmm. I want to live in the city, but we got to make sure we have a lot of money because I never want to cook again.
Right.
Because I'm just going to go out to eat all the time
right.
and just shop mm-hmm. and that be it.
Yeah. At the beginning of my flying career, I lived in New York City, and I'm like, I always want to move back to New York when I have some money, because I'll, you know, not have a lot of money, but city living is just a whole different thing if you have a little bit of money.
I mean, it is true. You have to have money to live in the city because there's a lot at your fingertips that you can enjoy mm-hmm. and you don't want to miss out on it. And it's one of those things, like when I used to work residential in DC, my suburbanite realtors that I was friends with, they would be like, I can't believe somebody would spend $500,000 on 800 square feet of space. Mm-hmm. I was like, I 100% get it.
Right.
Like, that's not what they're spending the money on.
Right.
They're spending the money on the area in which they live in.
Yeah.
And that access is the reason why mm-hmm. that price is what it is.
Right. And even more residents down here would be more, make it more of a neighborhood too. And maybe more people, but you know, I see people down here walking their dogs. And so there is some down here, but
there is, mm-hmm. there's some great space down here.
Yeah.
I know Wick Towers mm-hmm. is a pretty cool place and they do a great job with the conditions of the property. So I highly recommend anybody looking to check that place out as well.
Yeah. It's really pretty down there.
It is. Mm-hmm. So are you ready for the rapid fire portion? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not warn Erin at all about this.
I was thinking, is there going to be a fire in Youngstown I didn't know about?
No, fire drill time. Okay. So three questions. Number one, what's your favorite local beer or brewery?
I love favorite local beer or brewery. Let's see. I guess probably Penguin City Brewer.
There you go. Good call. Also a neighbor of you downtown.
yes. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to what they're doing. That's amazing.
I know. That's going to be phenomenal. That whole district corridor over there is going to be amazing with the Fleet and Penguin City.
Right.
So it'll be great to see how that grows and expands to other areas as well. Mm-hmm. I love it. Other question. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite local restaurant?
Our favorite, Mike Alberini's.
Oh, there you go. It is really good.
Yeah.
It is one of my favorite places to go as well.
It's like the only place we go.
That's awesome. So what's your favorite dish there?
I love his eggplant rollatini on the, and of course,
literally, it is phenomenal. Yeah. It really is great. So I agree with you.
I can't get past his Caesar salads either. It's like every time. Have you ever had?
I have not had the Caesar.
Oh, it's the best. I don't know what, and I like anchovies. So I put anchovies on it, but it's dressing is like the best.
Well, there you go. Next time I'll have to try it.
Yeah, I can't believe you have it.
I know. Yesterday was, I happened to be there, and I went with the Caprese versus the Caesar, so.
Well, now he has the burrata and peach, arugula.
Sometimes who doesn't love that?
Oh, God.
Burrata's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I don't think I even knew burrata existed until about 7 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
But now I'm, like, obsessed with it.
I know. All right. Last one, what's your favorite local gem?
Gem?
Not gem, gem.
Oh, I was going to say gem. My favorite local gem.
But if you have a local gem you would like to talk, you could, by all means.
My favorite local gem, let's see. I guess, I don't know if it's local, but I love going to Jimmy's on Belmont.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's local.
Yeah.
So what's your thing about that you would want people to know?
Well, the cookies but they're homemade cafetels.
Okay.
They're frozen, but it's just, they're homemade and they're just amazing. It's different.
So what is this place?
Jimmy's on Belmont?
I've never been there.
You never been to Jimmy's?
No. What is it? Oh my God. Clearly, I will be stopping there after.
Yeah, well, they downsized a little bit with COVID, but they have, it's a little Italian restaurant / grocery store, and they have a lot of to-go. They have the best hot peppers. Again, their cookies are amazing. Their pizza, it just, you can get.
They have, like, specialty items there to buy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
their
that's great.
Eggplant's really good. You can get salads. Chicken cutlets, all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's cool. I'll definitely have to check it out.
Yeah, I can't believe you.
I know.
And actually, they used to, pre-COVID, they used to have like a wine night maybe once every few months.
How have I not known about this place?
I know.
Because I also enjoy wine as well. Mm-hmm. There's not an alcohol. I'll snub.
That's me too. Like I said, my maiden name's Flanagan, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I love the fact that you are so invested into Youngstown. And I love the faith that you have. And I do think that that you will reap the benefit of having the faith that you do in the city.
I hope so too.
And I hope the city treats you very well.
Yeah, they have so far.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com.